Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Windfindel. I'm Jack, that's Miles. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Who else?
It says here, Johnny
Who
Davis.
Who else but he? Like a nice white Zinfandel. Isn't that one?
A Zeit Windfindel?
I don't know. I'm not a sommelier.
Sommelier?
Hey, this thing's smelly, eh? All right, that's a terrible joke for today. With that, I've been out. Thanks.
That's a Canadian sommelier. Yeah. This thing's smelly, eh? I feel like
All right.
Could be a good
cut
joke
and
in,
print.
Like, in Canadian Crocodile Dundee, whatever that is.
All right, Canadian. I guess that would be like
you got your sommelier right here.
Moose guy, whatever. Fuck it. We have enough things going on that I don't have to figure out this new IP for someone to steal.
Right. All right. Yeah, we'll work on that offline.
Yeah, offline.
Let's tell the people what's trending right now. We got Caitlin Bennett, who is Kent State gun girl.
Yep. What is she doing? She pulled up to the University of Central Florida.
She graduated from college, right?
Yeah.
She graduated, and like this, her whole career has just been going to colleges and like trolling people with her.
Yeah, with her, you know, like just out there, white supremacy, what, and just pick any fucked up take you can have. Like, whether it be like, you know, there was something about the Holocaust. She's like, I don't know, 6 million people died. Like, you know, that kind of shit. Cool. Yeah, she. Where did she go? Yeah, she went to Kent State. That was a thing. That's why she became Kent State gun girl, because I think it was her graduation photo.
Yeah.
She was posing with her gun, and everyone's like, oh, cool, we found our new culture war warrior with her, like, you know, religious mom hair that's way too long. So, yeah, she went to UCF and just, you know, because she does, like, her troll shit on the internet and gets on her mic and wants to talk about, I think the topic du jour was probably mask wearing, but she picked the wrong campus, it seems. Because no one was fucking having it when she was there. Like, I don't know if she thought that because it's Florida and like older people are like there, it's a mixed bag there. This campus was definitely not, there was no overlap with, or I mean, there might have been, but the people who came out to confront her surely outnumbered the people that were there to even support or defend her, to the point where she was like chased off the campus, had to hide in a bagel shop. The police had to come like walk her out. All because she wants to antagonize people during a very tense period in American history. So, yeah, as they say, fuck around and find out.
Her bodyguard, who's clearly carrying a torch for her, was throwing throwing hands, just punching like people who looked like children.
Total Chad.
Yeah, total Chad. But just punching children who were.
Yeah, someone definitely caught a straight right to the face.
Yeah.
Based on one of the clips I saw. But yeah, this is I don't know. I wonder what that does for someone like her. Like if she when she has to like literally scram into the like a electrical room or like storage room at a Einstein Bagels while like waiting for the police. She's like, exactly, man, I'm getting through them. Exactly. Like they need this to understand. And she's like, fuck. Like,
well, I think she thinks she's like showing that liberals are, you know, extremists. And this just shows how over the top liberals are. Like she would definitely say, see, this is exactly my point.
Sure.
And like, there's a picture of her like gesturing towards the crowd with her Chad of a bodyguard standing next to her. But deep down, it's got to kind of shake her feeling of safety, at least, that she can just come out and be a Nazi in public and, just get away with it, just feel okay. I mean, the way that people react to her, you know, saying things that represent a point of view that is basically fully white supremacist, fully doubting their right to exist as human beings. Mm-hmm. The fact that they react negatively to that, I see why she has had success, because it's like she just by existing is like a affront, is mm-hmm. like an act of aggression towards the people who she encounters. And so therefore, you know, Ben Shapiro and people like that can be like, look at how they react to this fine young Christian woman. But she's a white supremacist. It's like walking around with a Nazi armband on.
Yeah, and that doesn't cause any problems that I can tell.
Yeah.
Except for that one guy who's like, oh, take it off. And it's like, too late, dude.
Too late, my
man. Too late.
All right. Let's talk about Chad Wolf, another Chad.
Another sick, literal fucking Chad, bro.
Yeah, bro. A literal Chad Wolf.
Man. New whistleblower. Got another whistleblower. Fire it up.
I feel like whistleblower, though, now communicates something like we don't need to give a shit about this because we already had the damningest of whistleblowers, and it just like went away.
I mean, Trump he blew the whistle on himself. Fucking damn near throated the whistle. Because he was just out here cornering himself with his own words. But yeah, this is what's so fucked up about where we're at right now, that we're going through actual like minefields of news, and the status quo has been completely upended. Completely. And now like we're sort of casual about a story about where they're like, the president is getting like Department of Homeland Security to basically like obscure any intelligence reports so people don't like know what's actually going on.
Yeah. And they're downplaying threats that are, so this was a kind of a new wrinkle here. They're downplaying complaints and threats about Russia interference in the election, which we've like they've just been openly doing that. But one thing that was at least new as far as like something that they're caught intentionally doing is they're downplaying white supremacist terror activity. So like the mainstream media is covering that aspect as though it's on par with them covering up Russia interference. But like Russia isn't actively conducting mass murder in the United States like white supremacists are. They're not infiltrating our armed forces and our police force. So that's, I feel like the white supremacist thing should maybe be a bigger deal
is
actively in collusion with the biggest terror threat to the safety of Americans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is when you've got your lizard brain on sicko mode, you're just going to be like, fuck it. If I got to bang with them to stay out of jail, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it's like holding a wolf by the ears, as the great Andrew Jackson said.
Is that something that he actually said?
I believe that was one of his metaphors about slavery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool, Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
Vince Vaughn was trending earlier because there's a...
Thomas Jefferson.
Much better.
How
much
foolish
better.
Of me. One of the great men.
Mm-hmm. One of our greats. By the way, the sky is turning yellow outside. I don't know if that's the same deal where you are right
Mine's
now.
Mine's more of a stucco off brown.
But I'm seeing the world outside of my house turn a color that I don't think I've seen it turn.
For those of you who have the, you know, don't have the pleasure of living in a modern hellscape, it's funny how like intense it is, but because it's part of our, it's like pumpkin spice latte season for people in California. It's like, yeah, it's fire season. I don't know. And it gets fucked up. But we're sort of like, yeah, man, this one's hitting a little bit differently now. Yeah. Even though the last ones have been hitting fucking way different, every subsequent season gets more intense. But
has nothing to do with climate change. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna get too caught up in that. But the colors are changing and the air is smokier than a Willie Nelson concert at the White House.
Hey,
more on that later, though.
Yeah, more on that tomorrow. Vince Vaughn is trending because he's starring in a new Blumhouse horror movie that looks fun. It is basically he's the killer in a slasher movie. Mm-hmm. And when he kills his first victim, he and his victim change places like a body switcheroo. The young like high school girl is now the killer, and Vince Vaughn is now the high school, like has the spirit of the high school girl inside his body. And so it's like a horror movie mixed with it's kind of a
is
great
it a comedy.
Yeah.
A comedy.
It's a comedy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, OK.
It's a horror comedy.
Got it. I was like, OK, I feel like I would just be laughing at that idea.
Yeah, it is. It's very silly. I have to assume. I mean, the trailer plays it for laughs. But it was wild. So I was like, damn, who came up with this premise and like got this made? It's Christopher Landon, who is the writer director of Happy Death Day, I think, and Happy Death Day to You, the sequel. And this dude is Michael Landon's son.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's cool, bro.
Hollywood is just like, it's might as well be the mafia. Yeah. It is.
For
such
people who don't know, Bonanza,
business.
Little House on the Prairie, fucking Michael Landon.
Highway to Heaven. Do you remember that show?
I mean, I know of it, but I never saw it. I think the only thing I saw were clips of Little House on the Prairie. Wasn't Todd Bridges in it? Like, wasn't it one of his first roles? Like
on Little House?
It's like some racism thing where he's like trying to explain what it's like to be like a young black child to Michael Landon or some shit.
I don't know.
I'm mixing it all up. It all sounds like really great TV.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, if you want to make it in Hollywood,
check your last name and then mash that up with IMDb. And if that ain't your parent or grandparent, get the fuck out of town.
Or pretend, you know, the type of people who succeed, con artists, and then, you know, people succeeding off of nepotism.
Yeah.
But anyways, this Vince Vaughn movie, I think will be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Anything that'll help me forget his conservative politics, I'm all in for.
Yeah, I had forgotten that until you just said that.
I figured.
Never mind.
I mean, whatever. What are you going to fucking do? It's not like you're fucking voting for Trump and at this point. I mean, are you?
You know, I haven't
on the fence
totally.
Still?
Yeah, I'm definitely undecided. Like, I'm leaning Biden, you know, but like,
have you met people who are acting like the election hinges on their decision? Like, you know, I'm deciding. I'm still thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't know anyone personally, but I've heard this about people complaining about their parents.
Yeah,
and I'm like, damn, I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna let you know your parents are voting for Trump.
Right. Yeah, if they're saying that at this point,
they just love you enough to pretend that they're tortured over it.
There's literally nothing that could be done at this point to stop someone from it. Like, what would Trump have to do?
He would have to defund the police, embrace racial equality, income equality. That's all it is, because, you know, like, I see all these takes from like European people on Twitter. They're like, I just don't understand. What is it at this point? What more information could you possibly need to understand this man is vile and putrid? And it's just sort of like, well, here's the deal. Some people, they're just in it for the, you know, de facto white supremacy. And as long as that's the top of their hierarchy of needs, but they can't articulate that. So all they know is like, well, as long as that's not fucked with, like things like sexual assault or gross negligent manslaughter isn't a problem. It's like the same way if you like love an artist or musician, you don't give a fuck what like team they support, even if it is like the enemy of your team, or like if they hate some fucking food, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I like the music. All the other shit is irrelevant because the thing I love is this one thing. And for that, it's de facto white supremacy.
Yeah. I think the sexual assault and the misogyny probably ties into some of the stuff that they.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's not that it doesn't affect what they
but
get
I
out
guess,
of it.
Here's the
it's
thing.
It's part of what they get out of it.
If he started embracing policies that were. Well, I guess, yeah, if you really are given like you are like becoming pro-choice and things like that, that would fuck them up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot. But I don't know what would be worse, pro-choice or defunding the police.
Yeah.
Probably defunding the police, because I feel like there's conservatives who still might not be as up on the thing of then like being like, well, we just can't have thugs running wild.
Right. I mean, who's going to stop the
police.
Ravenous?
I mean, the thugs.
Who's going to stop those ravenous college students when you go hide in a bagel store when you're running away from them?
Your boyfriend you met on 4chan.
Your boyfriend from 4chan and the police. The police eventually showed up and, you know, were protecting that door. And then finally, Jane Fonda is trending. I think a lot of people are just like realizing how... like her politics were basically our modern politics, but she was outspoken in like the 60s and 70s.
Right.
She also recently, I think she's publishing a book that there was a review yesterday that pulled a quote where she talked about activism having saved her from depression, I don't know. I think there's something important to that idea. Like,
absolutely.
Especially now when we live in like a bleak, depressing world. And, you know, she lived in a pretty bleak and depressing world with, you know, white supremacy even more out in the open and accepted back then. And also the Vietnam
homophobic
War.
Violence, all
homophobic
that shit.
Homophobic violence, Vietnam War. And she protested to, you know, for the rights of the innocent people of Vietnam and was labeled Hanaway Jane.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, fucking innocent people? What the fuck? What are you talking about?
But it's kind of getting out there and, you know, not avoiding discomfort, not just,
Yeah, I think, you know, to your point about activism being helpful, like activism or whatever, but it's obviously a dark place right now where you can feel completely overwhelmed and just think like, well, everything, it's a wrap.
Right.
That's a wrap. And I'm just going to have to be front row at the hate show. And just watch it all go down. But yeah, like, you know, at that point, most people fork off to like, you can either destroy things if you feel powerless, or you can try and re-garner or to sort of reaffirm your ability to affect change or do something positive. So even if it's a little thing, go donate something. Just do, you can do little things. It can really help a lot. So yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Jane Fonda.
shout out to her workout
to...
tapes.
And then fuck the other three, Caitlin Bennett, Chad Wolf, and Vince Vaughn. Yeah, but shout out to Jane Fonda's workout tapes and also fuck Vince Vaughn's workout tapes.
Yeah, they don't fucking work and I still haven't got my money back.
Yeah, my body just looks like Vince Vaughn's body now. And that's actually what I was going for. But
I mean, I should have known with the punny title of his workout tapes, Shredding Thrashers. Just about getting shredded up through this, like his new workout technique. It didn't work.
Oh, that's good, man. Wedding Crashers ref. Love it. Loving it.
How about this one? Batato? Batato? That's a deep cut for any Wedding Crashers fans out there.
I don't even know that one.
That's when Christopher Walken is like speaking his like juvenile child language with Isla Fisher when like they go to the house. Anyway, it's a deep cut. That's for people who watch too much Wedding Crashers and ruin their brains in 2005.
You ever read a There's a profile of them. I think it was done by the New Yorker, and it was when they were doing that the startup movie.
Where they're like at group, like interns or some shit.
Yeah. I forget what it is. That called. That's not the startup, is it? But anyways, it's just so
the
funny.
Internship is what
the
it's
internship.
Called.
It's yes. So funny how they're being asked about like the tech industry and they are suffering from an extreme case of famous since before the
internet era.
And they're just like, oh, I don't really do computers. I have an assistant for that type stuff. It's great. Anyways, that's going to do it for today. That's going to do it for me for the week.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll be back tomorrow for the full episode, but I will not be on tomorrow's Trendo.
Gotta take off. Spaceship.
Yep.
Pew! Save Earth. Going to Mars. Doing a little scouting.
That's right. But we'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will be back tomorrow. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.